Couple of weeks back, at the start of April, I drove to North Carolina, to the mountains, far up into the northwest corner of that state. I wanted to talk with some people about a museum which is now closed and will never again be open. The Appalachian Cultural Museum indeed had the quilts and the plows and the banjos and the looms, but you could be surprised walking in. The idea was to counter stereotypes and to show the way people really lived. My first stop was an overlook in the North Carolina mountains, more than 3,000 feet high. Deep valleys out there below. The museum was of this region, this part of Appalachia. Charles Watkins was the director.
We're looking at ranges of mountains, blue, passing one behind the other. You can understand how people would have looked at that and said, oh, what an ocean of mountains.
How far do you think you can see here?
I imagine you can see, if you squint, you could see the 18th century through there.
In those times, the settlers, mostly Scots-Irish, came through these valleys, some pushing on into Tennessee, eastern Kentucky, but many stopping and staying. And you'll find their descendants on the campus of Appalachian State University in the small town of Boone.
Play you something on this ukulele. Oh, God, I've never been recorded before.
Just play it.
All right, hold on.
Robert Lehman, ukulele player, he's a sophomore at Appalachian State. I talked with Robert Lehman and some of his friends, others walking by. The Appalachian Cultural Museum is still part of this university, even though the collection is packed in boxes and crates and hidden away behind a chain-link fence on the lonely top floor of a campus building. It was 5 years ago when the museum closed. The university was saying then, we'll find you a bigger, better space. But last month, the school decided against reopening. It shut down for good. The students I met politely said, yeah, there should be a museum.
Well, I know we're having budget problems, so I guess that would be the biggest factor, but it is still unfortunate, I guess.
They should find a place on campus for it.
These students have heard the two reasons for not having a museum: budget troubles, lack of space. Adrian Steffen isn't sold.
I initially started school at University of Nebraska, where they actually had a museum, and they had something called an elephant hall, where they had like several full-sized mammoths, the fossils. I frequented it like two or three, four times a month.
There are a lot of people who, you know, quote, gave things to the collection that say, no, I didn't give it to be scattered. I gave it to the museum.
This is Betty Bond, history professor at Appalachian State. After she retired, she did volunteer work at the museum.
For example, a good friend of mine called me and she said, you know, I had loaned you all that cherry cradle that my great-great-grandfather had made, and you all had used it in the gift shop. It was full of dolls. And she said, how do I get that back?
Betty Bond figures all the loans to the museum will find their way home. She's more concerned about what might be happening to the university she's worked for and loved as it grows into a new century. You might put the question this way.
Why can't there be a museum of a culture in Western North Carolina? Mm-hmm. Well, how can you answer that question?
Well, it doesn't rhyme with football.
Well, Appalachian does have a well-known football program, particularly since it defeated the University of Michigan a few years ago. It is a source of pride for the university, but the academic reputation of the university is stellar as well.
Jeff Lowrance is the school's communications director. Appalachian State, a surprising football powerhouse, now has 17,000 students on a vibrant, crowded campus right up against the mountains.
When you combine shrinking state funds with the need for increased space for academic programs, that leads the university to have to make some tough decisions, led this university to decide that we really need to focus on that core mission, and that's teaching students through our academic programs.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
The Cultural Museum in Boone wanted to show how people made their money in this part of North Carolina. The leading industry has been tourism, And that's why the Land of Oz was featured at the museum.
We must be over the rainbow.
Oz was an amusement park on nearby Beech Mountain. And after it shut down, some of those displays came to the museum. Another big local moneymaker, the illegal whiskey moonshine. Neva Spake, an associate dean, shows me the real thing, a moonshine still, provenance not to be revealed.
There's the still, right there. Lots of people are always interested in that piece.
Copper.
Big copper pot, yeah, with the tubing that went into the barrel.
And some of those guys who drove the whiskey for their dads went on to NASCAR racing, including Junior Johnson, who donated two of his stock cars to the Appalachian Museum. There's an upright piano in the collection storage space. It comes from up near the Blue Ridge Parkway, Camp Catawba. It was a camp for boys, started in 1944, by Vera Lockman, who taught classics at Brooklyn University.
It started off as a place for young Jewish boys who'd come over during the World War II. Their parents would send them down for kind of escape the city. They ran that camp for them and then later on for other boys. And it was art and Shakespeare, and they every night Vera Lockman would read the Odyssey or the Iliad.
Neva Spake of Appalachian State is leading a committee to parcel out the museum's collection. The loaned items will go back. Junior Johnson came and got his NASCAR racers. And other museums want to find out what's there and what they can have.
We've had so many. I had a call from a museum in Gaston County who said, what can we do to help you? You know, I guess I tend to be more on the positive side, that this is an opportunity for the university to make these partnerships, to find new places on campus that it can be used, and really have a renewal of our, you know, what we do for Appalachian culture.
Much of the Appalachian State material will stay on campus, including the collection people speak of as a treasure. More than 50 self-portraits done by local artists. It represents how the people of northwestern North Carolina see themselves.